Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, Denise Coder is going to be visiting with us. And Denise, of course, is at the Cass County Memorial Hospital, and she is co-chair of Relay for Life. So good morning to you, Denise.
Good morning.
Relay for Life. It's just around the corner, a couple days away.
It is, and we kind of jokingly refer to it as our annual wedding event here in the community because that's about how much planning and preparation it takes.
And we hope that lots of folks will be coming out to that, and we'll give you a few more details here maybe at the end. But I think we need to start with cancer incidence. You know, this is the reason Relay for Life even got started, is because cancer is a continuing disease that is concerned to lots of people.
It's really hard to find somebody who's not touched by cancer in their life somewhere, either personally they have it or had it, a survivor, for example, or family member. And it's a difficult journey once that happens. Fortunately, we have more and more and more wonderful things happening when it comes to that. Yes, we should talk about cancer overall. We've talked before about the progress that's been made in diagnosing and treating and that kind of thing. But I thought maybe it'd be interesting to talk a little bit about what's happening locally with cancer in Cass County. When you look at the data locally, and this doesn't have anything to do with our population overall. This is just data that's been adjusted for all the influences and factors that could be. But when you look at the data, our cancer incidence, so that's the cancers, the new cancers that are diagnosed, Cass County is actually below state and national averages for the numbers of new cancers overall that are diagnosed in our residents.
So I guess it's good to be living in Cass County at this moment. You'll be on that positive side of not as many incidents reported, comparatively speaking.
Comparatively speaking, yes, to other counties, other states, and, of course, the nation as a whole. But when you look at mortality, and that would be the numbers of people that die from cancer, and so that's, you know, the cause of death that's listed on their birth certificate or death certificate or one of them, we have higher rates than the state and national averages, and that's not good. And there's a couple potential reasons for that. One reason could be access to care, but I really kind of don't think that's probably the primary cause in our residents. Our residents have pretty good access to care from a variety of locations. But really, it's probably more that people are not accessing the appropriate screenings that are available to them and the detection of cancer, because many cancers have good screening and diagnostic tools. If people are just leave themselves of those and then be aware of maybe some symptoms that they could be having and actually seek care for that,
I think that early diagnosis is very important.
That's what's in the long run probably impacting that mortality rate. Yes, getting that early diagnosis, because so many cancers when diagnosed early in their lifespan have a much higher, of course, survival rate than those that are diagnosed later.
All right. So, again, one of those reasons that we keep wanting to have more funding and more services and so on is to just let people know about those kinds of screenings and encouraging folks to do the screenings. I know it's really easy to put off, oh, well, that's not important. I just, you know, have a pain here or there. It'll go away.
Well, or I hear people say, I'd rather not know. Well, eventually you will know. Eventually you won't be able, you know, most people will find out sooner or later, and it's so much better to find out sooner. Even the treatments that you may need are so much easier sometimes when you know sooner.
Yeah. And treatments continue to get better. I'm going to say easier, and that may not be quite the right word, but, you know, people always talk about, oh, people get so sick when they're doing chemo. Well, that's very dependent on the person, but there's a lot of ways to kind of control those side effects that didn't used to be available.
Well, and that's part of the research, too, you know, making those treatments more palatable for people. And even in the past, some of the treatments could have affected whether you lived or died. You know, some of them were that harsh. And so I think that's what's really exciting about, you know, the potentials that we have here with the research and helping people further.
Okay. Let's now, since we've mentioned research, let's talk about the American Cancer Society and, of course, the Cass County group. What's the basic purpose of the American Cancer Society?
Of course, to minimize the pain and suffering that, you know, people have with cancer. And so we have four main things in the American Cancer Society that we use the funding for and focus our efforts on. And one of those is education, you know, providing information to people about cancer and screenings and diagnosis and even treatment. Then we have advocacy, because sometimes at the national level or even at the state level, there are things that we can do as a group to help propel our mission forward. So that's under the advocacy hat. Of course, we have research, and research is very important. Been happening not only through ACS-funded research, but, of course, government-funded research and other private entity research. So that's extremely important in affecting mortality and morbidity as well. And then finally, service. And we've talked before about how, you know, we raise quite a bit of money here for the American Cancer Society with Relay, but we don't write checks to individuals. But some of those resources in service that we can offer to people through the American Cancer Society are just as valuable. For example, very locally, we coordinate transportation, and then we have a loan closet where we lend home medical equipment out and that kind of thing that can help people, you know, during their journey.
And if somebody comes to you as a member or their physician, whatever, and says, I need more help, you have many resources that you can pass on to people.
Yeah. The other thing is that the American Cancer Society has what's called navigators, and they're very good at knowing the kinds of things beyond our local community that can help people out. Maybe lodging if they're having treatment out of town, even connecting them with some of the newer drug trials that are out there. And so even though we say, you know, we don't write a check to people, those things can be very financially valuable to people as well, not to mention supportive, you know, as they go through their journey.
And supportive, that's support in many ways. And I think the members of the Cass County Cancer Society are supportive mentally. You know, if you know somebody or just in general, you just can add so much support in terms of being there.
Many of our members on the board and our volunteers or people that are involved with Relay, of course, have had very personal experiences. And so we don't have an active support group operating in Cass County right now. We can connect you with one if that's what you would like. Or we can try to find someone locally that you might be able to connect with to kind of help you through your journey as well. So that is something that we can do.
And very important, having been through this whole thing, knowing someone else you can talk to, say, is this kind of, how does it go for you? And it may not be the same, but just having another person or two to talk to is really, really, really important. Now, Denise, we talked about sources across the United States and so on, but we have many services right here in Cass County that people take advantage of and use on a daily basis, actually.
Correct. And probably the one that I'm most familiar with would be right here in the institution where I'm employed at the hospital. We have oncologists that come very routinely, usually weekly. Oncologists are cancer specialists, so they help people with their treatment and managing their disease and hopefully creating long-term survivors from that process. Many people know that we recently remodeled and built new areas at the hospital, and so we have a new infusion area where people receive their treatments. That includes a private area for receiving treatments, which is really nice for some people.
And sorry to say, that space was really needed. It was really crowded before, so that space was really needed. And like I say, that's positive that space is there. Kind of negative that we needed it so much more. But, you know, you talked about those numbers and so on. So it's just so positive that we have that available here. Many treatments where ordinarily or previously you had to go to Des Moines or Omaha can be done right here in Atlantic.
Well, especially I think with and many diseases, of course, but cancer particularly, you don't feel the best. You know, travel isn't something that a lot of people that are trying to live through cancer diagnosis want to do. You know, so it's really nice that we do have something more local. One thing to point out is that, you know, if you are not seeing one of our specialists that come here, we can take orders from other physicians in other communities involving your treatment. So, you know, we can provide treatment here even though you may not be seeing one of our specialty docs that come here.
Okay. And you also have specially trained nurses that are going to be there to help you along. So many resources locally. Let's just remind folks how they can come be involved with Relay for Life, when and where.
Well, of course, it's Friday. Begins at 6 p.m. with our Survivors Lab, a great way to honor our survivors. We want to promote this as a great family evening. We've got lots of activities and entertainment. Much of what we do is free. Great education about cancer. So we'd really hope that you'd join us. Begins at 6 p.m. at the Atlantic High School track.
All right. Thank you very much, Denise Coder, for visiting with us. She's co-chair of the Cass County Cancer Society, or co-chair of the Relay for Life, chairman of the board for the Cass County Community Cancer Society. And until next time, here's a thought. Life leaves its marks on you, but get to work polishing your inner beauty.